And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Continuing my conversation with Ray Soley, I'm Dave Clemens. Ray is the executive director for the Tower Theater for a little bit longer. We're about to talk about writers. Before we do, though,
yes.
I did want to... Community theater. I mean, how is that different than a regular theater?
Community theater, it's done by locals. It's done volunteer. They have a stage. They have their own venue. They cast it. They rehearse it in the same place. And then they perform it for several weekends in the same place. The Tower is really what's known as a roadhouse, a touring house, where we have shows that are coming in. They set up in the morning, they do the show in the evening, they stay overnight, they leave the next morning. Or we have clients that come in and rent the place in the same kind of system and same kind of schedule and volume. So that's the difference. We don't, outside of TMP shows and some other Tower Christmas and some other programs, we that come in and rehearse for 3 or 4 days before they actually open. Pretty much we're an artist comes in and comes out and does a show within a day or 2 days, whereas community theater is using their facility for a performance for a matter of months.
Got you. It's funny because for the longest time, I thought that community theater meant what you guys do.
Yes.
As our theater in our community.
Yeah.
Bringing us all this great stuff.
Right. It's the same words. It's the same words. It's a different kind of business model. But yeah, we want to be the center of communication and community and connection. We want people to treat the Tower as their living room and as their own local community theater. I mean, it's happening in your backyard almost, right? So we embrace that, and we love it when we have like longstanding bookers and longstanding acts that will come and organizations that have been there for 20 years, like Ben Film and others. And they feel as if, well, that's our place. We know how it's run.
Sure.
We know how to handle this. We don't need your help. We know how to run the Tower. Well, they do, but we have to be there for all kinds of other reasons.
Sure.
To help make sure it happens. But there really is a feeling of, oh, wow, this is my place. I like this. I've been here before. I've been on the stage, or I saw my kids on this stage. And that is community theater. But technically, in if you're looking it up someplace, it has a different community theater has several meanings.
Gotcha. Was it exciting when you bring in somebody, let's say like the Vince Gill or the Marty Sorsum, and you've got people from all over the area coming in? I mean, I know for a fact that people would travel many a mile to see a show that was at the Tower Theater.
Yep. And even more so now, if we tell people it's the only time this act is going to be in Central Oregon, or in some cases it's the only Oregon show, and people will travel. And they will come in a day maybe early, or they will give the show, tickets to the show as a gift to somebody in the family and make it a big occasion and come to here, because people like coming to Bend and going to the hotels and the restaurants and all that. So yeah, it's become more of a tourist destination in the last 8 years, really, than even before.
I want to talk about writers real quick. We're running out of time, but I want to talk about that. You said it's writers, R-I-D-E-R-S.
Yes, sir.
It's the back end of a contract a lot of times. Because you hear about these people that Madonna only wants green M&Ms. When she gets to the dressing room. Have you ever dealt with any weird writers like that?
The weirdest one was Roger McGuinn, and I'm not saying his name out loud to anybody but you.
Okay.
And he wanted a particular style carpet. And it was, I was told by the agent, if you don't have that, he will not go on. It will be a deal breaker. And I said, life is too short. As much as I want to see Roger McGuinn on the Tower stage, that's just too much. If that happens now during negotiations of a writer that's basically an addendum to the contract, then what's it going to be like when he gets here and it's too cold, or the air conditioning is not right, or there's not enough towels? We don't have the kind of artists that come in and make huge demands. What the writer is for, the technical hospitality writer, is basically them and their management and their tech crews saying, we want this show to go well. We don't want to have problems when we walk in the door. So we're telling you all this stuff in advance that we need to have. And they will put a lot of stuff in there that they don't really need. So then you do what is called an advance, and you our tech people and our hospitality staff will call them and work that through and email them and say, you don't really need this, that, and this. How about you use this type of amplifier and this type of microphone? We already have those. Will that do? What about this kind of food or this kind of cold cuts versus this kind of hot meal?
Sure.
So you work that out, but it's there for their protection so that they don't walk in and see and not have the basics of what they need. When it gets crazy is when it goes beyond and starts talking about things that have no relevance to the show.
Sure.
Or the performance whatsoever.
Right. I can't remember who the artist was. I kind of remember maybe. But they, sometimes you just have rapport with somebody before you introduce them on stage. Yeah. And I had great rapport with this person. And we were talking about the food that they had asked to have there. And I can't remember what the item was, but I made a joke about it saying, really, you need this at every one of your shows? And he says to me, no, I said I liked it one time.
Yes.
And my management makes sure that it's at every single show. So as an artist, you got to be careful what you say.
That's right. Be careful what you wish for. And many times they will have a little line in there saying, please bring in something that's local, or if there's a craft brew or something.
Cool.
Yeah, that because they're on the road and they're moving in and out of hotel rooms, and the only chance they get to see of the city they're in is the theater, and you know, hours before and after the show.
Sure.
So there is a way to break some of that monotony with good service and good food.
So, what's happening with the Tower Theater coming up? You said the second half of the season?
We just sent out, and you can pick it up pretty much in any store downtown, and we also in Sun River and around the other surrounding communities. It's our brochure for Act 2, which is the second half of our current season, which basically goes from February to June. And we got lots of good stuff. March is one of the busiest months this year. We didn't do that intentionally, but we have a lot of shows and a lot of movies and a lot of special presentations, even National Geographic presentation. National Geo Live is going to be there talking about the real life of sharks, you know, and that's going to be pretty cool. Anyway, so we're trying to keep the diversity. We're trying to keep the variety going. And those brochures are out. And you can also go on the website of towertheater.org. And I've got to tell you, Dave, I always, when I tell people how to spell Tower Theater, Theatre.
Yes.
I will always say what you say, which is, it's the fancy way.
Yes, we spelled the fancy way. That's right. That's right. Wonderful. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time with us. Great exit interview.
Okay. So I don't have any lawsuits coming my way or anything?
I don't think so. No, I think you're good. I think you're good to
except
go.
Except from Roger McGuinn, probably.
Right. You're going to be back.
Absolutely.
We talked a little bit about what you're doing next with your life. You'd like to try some new stuff.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to be part of that. So I'm going to have you interview somebody here pretty soon.
I'm going to work on my bucket list of people I want to interview, but I want to have it. I want to make sure you're sitting somewhere nearby to interject some kind of non sequiturs.
Sure. Ray, thank you so much. And thank you for your service at the Tower Theater.
Thank you.
For
I
the
appreciate
last
that, sir.
16
it's
years.
It's been wonderful.
If you had one message for Central Oregon as you leave the building, what would it be?
Get out, have fun, try new things.
I like it.
And that's my motto as well going forward, I hope.
I've been talking to my friend Ray Sully, Executive Director of the Tower Theater. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.